Continue reading from Fazail Aman and the virtues of the Holy Quran. Which is the best act? Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as which act is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-Hal wal-Murtahil. The man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Hal wal-Murtahil? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is that the reader of the Quran who starts reading from the beginning and continues till he reaches the end. And after the end, he starts at the beginning again. Whenever he stops, he starts again. In other words, as soon as the reading of the Quran is finished, one should begin another recitation. This hadith teaches us that as soon as one reading of the Quran is completed, a fresh reading should be started immediately. The need for the love for the Quran. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, guard the Quran well. I swear by him in whose hands my life is, the Quran escapes from the heart more quickly than the camels from their strings. Guard the Quran well. I swear by him in whose hands my life is, the Quran escapes from the hearts more quickly than do camels from their strings. If a man becomes careless when looking after an animal, and the animal frees itself from the string, it will escape. Similarly, if the Quran is not looked after and it is neglected, it will not be remembered and it will disappear from the heart. It is only through the grace and the blessings of Almighty Allah Ta'ala that the Quran gets memorized. But afterwards, if a person neglects it, he is made to forget it. There are severe warnings for those who forget the glorious Quran after having learnt it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, the sins of my ummah were shown to me. I did not find any sin as great as that of forgetting the Quran after having learnt it. In another hadith it is mentioned, the one who forgets the Quran after having learnt it will appear in the court of Allah Ta'ala as a leper. That is, a person who has a very bad skin disease. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to read, memorize and practice on the Quran, and may He save us from His punishment and displeasure. Ameen. Continue reading from Islamic Social Etiquette on the chapter on etiquette of speech. Number 28, do not indulge in storytelling unnecessarily. Do not waste the time of a busy person by prolonging the conversation with small talk. Number 29, do not answer unnecessary objections. If you feel that the objector's motive is only to object, not to learn or to understand the truth, maintain silence or tell him, go, you have understood it so. Number 30, on obtaining an answer for your question, do not maintain silence. If you have understood the answer, declare it in some way. If not, then ask for clarification. Number 31, most people suffer from the malady of stating their case incompletely. This causes confusion. State your case fully. Number 32, speak the truth, but not harshly and unculturally. Declare the truth respectfully and in soft words. Do not speak in terms intended to hurt others. Number 33, do not speak regarding a matter, nor spread any news which you have not confirmed. Be careful of this, especially on social media. Number 34, do not speak sarcastically or mockingly of anyone. Number 35, do not crack jokes which are hurting to others or speak in a way which embarrasses people. Number 36, do not call anyone by nicknames which they do not like. Number 37, do not speak on the basis of mere suspicion. While you are entitled to save yourself on the basis of suspicion, it is not permissible to blame someone or accuse him on the basis of suspicion. Number 38, Never pass judgment after listening to one side of the story. The other person should be called to present his side of the story before any judgment is passed. Number 39, when someone thanks you by saying Jazakullahu khairan, do not say don't mention it. Rather say Ameen, because the phrase Jazakullahu khairan is a dua which means may Allah recompense you with goodness. Number 40, when a conversation takes place or someone asks about something, do not go into a lengthy, detailed explanation. Consider the other person. He may be in a hurry to get to his answer, or he may become bored with your blabbering. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to read and to bring these things into our life. We have only come one quarter of the way of this kitab. We should all try and acquire this book and make a practice of reading it on a regular basis.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. If we usually ask the brothers to say how much they read, we don't ask who read how much, but just anonymously, so that we can know how much Quran Sharif was recited. Also, we try and have that around 24 hours, we try and have Quran Sharif to be recited. It pulls the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. It looks that, mashallah, brothers have done a fair amount, and one brother has made 25 khatams, another one 19, another one 13, and then it's 1, 2 and 3. That's all very good, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to increase and read Quran Sharif. And just as we heard now in the kitab reading, that hal wal murtahil, that when we complete, must start a new reading. So that also, there are various aspects of that, just briefly, inshallah. One is that after Ramadan now, let us not put the Quran Sharif away, but our daily practice, whatever we were reading before, if we can increase a little bit. The bare minimum we usually say is a quarter supara a day. By that, inshallah, we'll be able to finish one khatam from Shawwal after Ramadan till Shaban. Not a quarter, about 4 pages if we read. Women should read a quarter because a few days they can't read. So if they read a quarter, that is the bare minimum. Now in Ramadan, Allah give us all inspiration, then we try and increase a little bit. And when we start our reading, how much we were reading before Ramadan, let's see if Allah give us tawfiq, we read a little bit more. In this way, we try and carry on. That was one aspect. Another aspect is, brothers ask also, that for example, we were making our khatam, today we completed. Now, hopefully, tomorrow is still Ramadan, inshallah. So, then tomorrow, what do we do? Must we just leave it empty? No, you start your new khatam, you start it from now, and you carry on after each day, you're normal, you must carry on. So, that is what is required. We have completed, immediately start the next, again, reading. Normally, we read till Muflihun. Alif Lam Mim, till Muflihun. So, even more we can carry on, and on, and on. And when we finished, as we heard from Maulana Musa Sahib, that Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah, used to say, that it's not only at the completion of the khatam of the Quran, the du'as are accepted, but every time, any amal, Quran Sharif, we read quarter supara, that's how much we read. We read one supara, that's how much we read. Du'as are accepted at that time. So if we start with Alif Lam Mim and we read till the end of the supara, half the supara, that time make dua, inshallah. So that also we should keep in mind, that we must not think now I'm complete, now what must I do? We must start again and start reading, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Today the sixth point which ulama write with regard to roza, to make it a perfect roza, is that at the end of the roza, we must not have a holier-than-thou attitude. A attitude of pride and of greatness. That I did this, I kept roza, which, alhamdulillah, it is only by the tawfiq of Allah that we can keep this roza, and especially in the month of Ramadan. Many of us, we will experience that Ramadan rozas are easy. Out of Ramadan, even if you had to keep one qaza roza, one only. Ask the women folk who have to miss their rozas. how many of them, and the woman, they are listening also. Very, very important to try and finish all your qaza rozas in Shawwal. This procrastination, so how many, we get the complaint, they have a problem, they've piled up over the years. Now you've got 50 rozas, 60 rozas. Now you find it very difficult to start and keep those rozas. So we should take the courage and immediately after Ramadan, after first of Shawwal, try and keep them all finished, inshallah. Also, we as men, Allah give us all tawfiq, we are weak, but we should help our women folk. When they keeping rozas, help them. We also keep rozas. This will encourage them. Then they are, mashallah, those men, really they are so good men, that Allah, that they keep the rozas, they would the wife, encourage her. So it becomes very easy. The whole environment is like again of rozas. Also, there are those men who will go and make the sehri, who make the breakfast for the wife. And especially if she's a little bit down or something, they will go and do everything. Allah give us that akhlaq to look after our wives also properly. It's a great amanat. It's not so woman that we can just control and treat them as we feel like. It is a great, great, great amanat. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, if we displease the wife, and she turns around the other side and does not talk, and she complains to Allah, then it's a very, very difficult situation there. Because normally a woman hasn't got anyone she can go and speak to. And she's weak also, biologically, Allah has made her weaker, and now she can only complain to Allah. And if Allah Ta'ala takes her complaint and Allah deals with it, we stand absolutely no chance after that. So Allah save God us, and also Allah give us tawfiq to ask mu'af from our wives. How we treat them, what we have done, that they should forgive us for all the wrong that we have done to them. And a person is usually very pious outside. But with regard to matters of the wife, then it's a different story. Our Shaykh, he used to say, hopefully Allah will give me my najat. Hazrat was very great, and what great works he has done. Lot, but he says one thing, that I hope Allah will give me my salvation on the day of Qiyamah, that I fought the case of women everywhere I went. I said that, be kind to them, be good to them, treat them well. So I'll get the du'as of many women, because I had propagated that. Haji Farooq Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, he said, Hazrat was a man true to his words. Allah make us all true to our words. On one occasion, Hazrat went for Umrah, and he got the news that his wife, Ammi Jan, has taken ill, and it's a serious matter. So he immediately cut his trip short, made his Umrah, went to Medina Sharif, ziyarat once, salatu salam, and he returned back to Karachi. And he looked after Ammi Jan, and after that, she passed away. She went to Allah's Rahmat. So this is how Hazrat was true to his word. He always fought the case of the woman, and himself also when the time came, he proved it, and he went back. Otherwise we'll say, I'm in Umrah now, and everyone, and especially these pious people, how much they know the value of Kaaba Sharif, Rawda Mubarak, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, where we got an inkling of that also. And he sacrificed all that to go and see to Huququl Ibad also, the rights of the fellow people. So at the end of Ramadan, when we come, one very important point is, which was mentioned and discussed also, that on the one side, we mustn't get this, that I kept rozas, I'm very pious, somebody else, our friends, etc., they didn't keep rozas, we run them down, or anyone else, that should not be the case, holier than thou attitude that I kept rozas, that should not be in us. So we shouldn't have that pride. This will bring pride in a person. And if there's pride, then it's not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So we have to be very careful. And there is no reason for us to have that pride. Also, if we just analyze what's the quality of our roza, what's the quality of our namazes, what's the quality of our tilawat, we can't. There is no question of pride. Also, it is really stupid that a person gets this pride that I kept roza, and also it was only by the tawfiq of Allah. As we had heard also, when a person, when Allah will enter the people into Jannah, and they will say, by Allah's fazal, Allah entered us here into Jannah. Then Allah Ta'ala will say that you made the amal. So that's why you have entered Jannah. So if we take it that Allah's tawfiq, then Allah Ta'ala also praises us. And if we say, I did it, then Allah says, you lying. I gave you the tawfiq. If I did not give you the tawfiq, where should you be able to do it? So it is Allah's tawfiq that we have done. So there is no reason for pride if we analyze a little bit that I think I'm somebody big or something. There is absolutely no reason for pride whatsoever. So anyway, that is a wrong attitude which we all understand. Then it must not also happen that I'm useless, that I didn't keep my rozas properly and all that, and we exert ourselves in that, over the limit also. That will bring a person to give up hope. He won't want to do the next time amal. My namazes, I can't make namazes, my namazes are useless, etc. Then he'll say, why must I make namaz when my namaz is so useless? Why must I keep roza when I can't keep a roza properly? How can't do tilawat properly? No, everything we must do. And we should remember that, appreciate, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you gave me the tawfiq to keep my rozas, to make my tilawat, to come for itikaf, whatever it was, always make shukr. These two things together will keep us in the balance. One side, we don't have pride. On the other side, we don't become so despondent. And in shukr, how much more shukr we can make. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is said that whenever he completed one khatam of the Quran, the normal practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was once a week they used to make khatam, one manzil. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should read much more. And he should slaughter a camel in shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Now you can imagine what the camel's price today. 10,000 rand, what? How much it could, but he should express that shukr. So that is also important. The bare minimum is at least verbally. Many times we take many things for granted. For example, we are always completing our Quran Sharif every week, every month, and we just take it for granted. Perhaps we also forget to make verbal shukr at least to Allah Ta'ala. You gave me tawfiq. We started the next khatam, we carried on, and we didn't even make shukr. No, the shukr is very, very important also. And if we can do it little bit practically also, even better, much more better. Whatever way, give a chocolate to some children, or whatever else, give some fruit to somebody, give some money to somebody in shukr, that Ya Allah, you gave me this opportunity. One other point that we should also keep in mind, that we got our fitra to give. Inshallah, everyone has given his fitra already. And ulama have mentioned various reasons for that also. The high right of the poor also, amongst other things. In all our ibadat, we should try that, give some sadaqah. Like for example, we were in ihram, in hajj. Now, we made mistakes. We might think, I didn't make any mistakes, but for safety's sake, give yourself. The sadaqah compensates for all those mistakes that were made. So yeah, also, are we giving our fitra? That is in one sense, also all the errors that we had committed. Then, especially our brothers, we who sat for itikaf, yeah, we should also give for that, for our itikaf. We made some mistakes somewhere, and Allah easily, what is the sadaqah, Allah overlooks and forgives many things. So in everything what we do, we should try and give some sadaqah also. And that will help us that any of our errors, Allah Ta'ala will compensate for it. So all our ibadah that we do, always we should try and give some sadaqah also. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So at the end of roza, every day also, Allah give us tawfiq when we're making iftari. At the same time, make shukr to Allah, you gave me tawfiq to keep roza. And verbally or in your heart say, Ya Allah, make your shukr. You gave me tawfiq to keep roza. And especially those of us who are a bit old now, who've got health conditions, sugar, ulcers, blood pressure, and still we kept our rozas, how much shukr we must make to Allah Ta'ala. A healthy person, alhamdulillah, they keep the roza, but a person, and there are many such people, somebody with us here in the itikaf also, he's got problems, but rozas I must keep. One brother asked about his father, serious prayer, he said, only after Ramadan we'll attend to it. So this is all only, by the fazal of Allah Ta'ala that a person gets this topic. On the other hand, don't have this pride also, that I kept rozas, I'm somebody, kept all 30 rozas, I made so many khatams, I made 30 khatams, I made 50 khatams, whatever, that pride also must not come at all in us. So in between the two, one side, shukr is very, very important. And how much we can move our shukr from at least verbal shukr. And the actual shukr also, ulama have written, is that by action. So we have completed our Quran Sharif, now by action, we try and go a bit further. And at the same time, the quality of our Quran Sharif, Allah give me us all tawfiq, we try and improve on that also. Not only the quantity, but the quality also. And all this also should carry on all the time. And those are great signs. If it comes in us, just the thought also that I must improve my Quran Sharif. I must increase my Quran Sharif. And then we try and take the practical steps also in that direction. This will benefit us tremendously. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, for every amal that we do. At the end of the amal, pride must not come into us. And on the other hand, we must not feel so bad and low that I couldn't do it properly. May ask Allah Ta'ala for maaf. That Allah, we make shukr to Allah, you gave us tawfiq of this amal, and we make tawbah that I couldn't do it properly. At the end of namaz, we are taught the masnoon sunnah dua in namaz, at the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, that I couldn't make my namaz properly. But not to that extent that we lose hope. That also should not happen. And so in between the two, that is where we are. Al-imanu bayna al-khawf wal-raja. Iman lies between the fear of Allah and hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If we see our amal, it's not fit to be accepted. And if we see the mercy of Allah, Allah accepts. Allahu Akbar. One thing, Allah just accepts it also. So we are in between there. Inshallah. Definitely Allah will accept. And pride also won't come into us. Allah give us all tawfiq. Inshallah.